I tell you, that's how Satan gets you. Antichrist doesn't have to do much, really. All he has to do is bring about our fall through sin. And that's, then you are now turned to Satan and away from the living God. The mystery of iniquity is working already. So many, and in a sense, you think about it. There are people who probably stopped listening to me early on in the book of Romans or early on in Thessalonians. Why? Because of this righteousness that I preach. That no one can be perfect. If you think you're righteous, you're a hypocrite. I didn't say I think I'm righteous. I said I believe that God has ordained me to righteousness. I don't look at the infirmity of my flesh and say that's something that God can't overcome. He's promised it. I accept that promise. I believe it. If you believe in unrighteousness, meaning, well, I believe God wants us to, well, he didn't want us to be unrighteous, but he knows we're weak, and he expects, you know, blah, 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 you know, no faith. And that is not what is preached in God's word. That is not what the apostles have taught me. I don't know where you got it. I know you didn't get it from this book. Unless it was like someone took a little piece of the book somewhere out of context, like Romans 7, they'll say, oh, I don't do the things I want to. I do the things I want to. See, even Paul, he was a sinner like you and me. Yeah, he was a sinner, but then he put off his sins and became a child of light and of the day, of righteousness and of holiness. Else, how could he preach these things? He'd just be a hypocrite. And for this cause, what cause? The cause that they do not love the truth. Because the truth will make you free. The truth, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And that is salvation. Let grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life. And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. If you're the kind that has pleasure in unrighteousness, instead of being grieved and refuse to believe the truth, instead of accepting the truth, which is God has ordained that those who would be called by his name should walk godly, righteously, and soberly in this present world, denying ungodliness and worldly lust. That is what the truth is. Also, the truth is, we are not going to be gathered together to Christ until after the man of sin be revealed, till after falling away. However you want to look at those issues, they have to come first. And they have to come in some very specific details, such as he's going to stand as God in the temple of God, making a show that he's God. I mean, people are going to be calling the one who stands in the temple God. Now, whether that be a literal Jewish temple or some other temple, I don't know. Maybe they're going to build a temple to God for the whole world to worship him. I don't know. But it's got to be something, and we've never really seen it. I mean, there have been many antichrists, but there's one to come. Well, we are bound to give thanks always for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto we called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, did you hear that? He has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through... Now, some people would say, well, he just chose the method that people would be saved by. They have to choose God. Well, then you're making it of works. You're a legalist. No, God chooses who will be saved. And he chooses that they're going to be saved through sanctification. Yes, but the point is also he has chosen not a way, though he has chosen a way. But he says here, he has chosen you. You what? To salvation. And how is that going to be? The Spirit is going to sanctify you. You will believe the truth. And the truth is found in this word. And it's found in the things that I'm teaching. And if you give heed to them and believe them, you will be saved. So by whereunto, what? The truth. He called you by the gospel. The gospel calls people to truth. That's good news. And the good news is the thing, I'm bringing good news to you. I'm telling you. You will be purged from your old sins. You will be remade in newness of spirit, like unto Jesus Christ. When he appears, you're going to be like him. That's good news. You're going to become a son of God. And there are the and but you have to do it God's way. You have to believe his true and only way. Through Jesus Christ, by the sanctifying of the Spirit, and the grace of God, to the actual obtaining of those things which are the promises of God concerning salvation. Verse 15, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or by our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and given us an everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Saying, hold on to the traditions that you've been taught, whether by word, meaning by us. They had actually the apostles come there and teach them personally. Now, it's not just any old traditions. I wouldn't follow the traditions of any church of modern or even ancient history. In fact, the older they are, the worse they are in some respects. And actually, I think in every respect. Though there may be church, I'm not, you know, I just thought, I'm like, well, what's the Armenian church like? They're all even older than the Greek church, and I don't know. Maybe they are better. I was thinking of those other church, the Nestorians and the other churches that I don't know about. I think of the ones I know, the Western churches, you know, the Catholic Church, the churches of the Reformation, which have all, they started to move towards God, but then they fell back. They've all fallen back. They didn't keep going. So our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and he would love us, everlasting consolation. Good hope. There's a good hope. I'm telling you, life everlasting. But it comes through grace, according to the word of God. He's going to establish us in good words and works. Amen. Chapter 3. Oh, we'll take up chapter 3 next.